it was about 8 o'clock, half past 7 to 8, and he was in Johannesburg International Airport. And I asked myself, when did Mr. Fischer fly but that is, I know that there was no recess for members, there was no holiday for members. I know all of you didn't rest, but that is the part and parcel of our duty as a public representative of the country. Members, let me start the meeting by introducing our new committee secretary. You know that all of you know that Imogen Davis left us and she went to the Department of Health. Now, Cindy Bali is our new committee secretary. Cindy will serve all of us. All of us. She is, let me give you a background. You know, Cindy thinks that I don't know her. But I know her better than everybody here. Cindy, since 1994, showed very much interest in this committee. She worked for the PMG, Parliamentary Monetary Group, taking minutes of this portfolio committee, accurate minutes. Because now and then I took that minute. I want members also to make use of that facility. Because that minute also helps a lot to check what Mr. Fischer has said in a meeting last year, or 2 years ago, what Mr. Fischer said, what Mr. Mahmoud. You see, PMG is reporting not only the content of the meeting, but each and every word that you are saying. And Cindy was doing that all the time. And I know her from that time. And I always said to her, but in a joking way, when are you going to join our committee? And she was only laughing and laughing. And here she is, she's part and parcel of the committee. Cindy, you are very much welcome into the committee. It's a committee full of challenges, as you know. But it's also a committee that is very, very, very interesting. It depends on a person himself or herself what he or she wants to make out of the committee. But you see, we are having members here, Mr. Sitchin, you know all the members, Mr. Fischer, Mr. Mahote, Mayor Winnie Nguyenya, Mr. Kipolo, Mr. Kipido. So, we are expecting from you to serve all these members equally. When these members, you are going to give them your cell number, your contact number. When they call you for assistance, you help them with each and everything that they need. Part and parcel, you know your job description, and I'm sure that Nombula, Giba, she is the control committee controller, Nombula, and I'm sure that Nombula and the people have given me your job description. I know that the members wouldn't abuse you to say that you must do work out of your mandate, and I will also plead with the members not to do that. I must also extend the word of thanks to Nombula for assisting us over this three months. Nombula, thank you very much for that. And I hope that you are not going to stay away from the committee. You are going to assist with the job. Cindy needs some support and help and guidance. Members, there are some apologies. Ms. Nawa is sick, she's not feeling well, and it's now a few months that Ms. Nawa is not well. She's on special leave, sick leave. That's one. The second is, Mr. Self, yeah, Mr. Self, yeah, that's correct. He is abroad with party issues, and then Mr. Shah, yeah, and and Mrs. Chifunga also, and Mr. Rajpal have also attended their apology. Members, our agenda for today is as follows. Formal consideration and adoption of committee's fourth term program. I hope that you are having the program in front of you. Then formal consideration and adoption of committee's report, Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal, and then the adoption of our minutes. Members, before that, I must also, you see, they are calling it committee week in correctional services. But I must also tell you a very successful story of correctional services. You see, we are having a cameraman in our midst here. That is Lucky Cool. Lucky is one of the products from correctional services. Lucky was rehabilitated in correctional services. He taught the skill of the camera in correctional services, and he's a professional cameraman today. That's a proof that rehabilitation in correctional services. You are welcome in the Remember that was on a lighter note, lucky note, that this is the type of thing that we need some of these things, lighter notes as well, because we are working in a very strenuous environment in correctional services. But lucky, thank you for rehabilitating so well, and you can attend the parliamentary meeting today. That's why you are so eager in attending our meetings, because you know the environment inside. That's good. That's good. Members, the program. I the program, the draft program in front of you. Let me quickly run through it. Formal consideration and adoption of our program. That is for today. The second one, on the 26th, joint visit with the Portfolio Committee on Justice to Baltimore Prison. Members, I think that this is very necessary, that we, the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, Mr. New Chairperson, Mr. Yunus Karim, called me to say that they are also very much interested in knowing at least the environment in prison, especially with our waiting time people. So I said to him, "No, that's very good. We are going there. That is next week, Tuesday, members. And the agenda for there is that we are only going to see children in prison, our waiting time, and juveniles, and then the females." Inmates there, because I met some of the members of this portfolio group, and they are so excited for this visit to go at least into a prison to see for themselves. They even said to me that they have also invited the Legal Aid Board lawyer, because the Legal Aid Board lawyer falls directly under them, the justice, so that they must address the problem. Mr. Peter knows what we are talking about. that some of the he went to the Eastern Cape with Johnny the Lama, and he knows what we are talking about here. That some of the cases that we can address immediately there. And Mr. Pika is always making an example of that, where they release some of the inmates there and then because it's practice. So that visit will be on the 23rd, members. We will circulate the program for the visit. Sorry? Oh, you got the program. Thank you very much, Cindy. Thank you very much. Number 26 is a briefing by our researcher on the department 2006-2007, the annual report. Then, on the 30th, briefing by the department on the annual report. Then, on the 31st, the Wednesday, is public hearing on the annual report. Then on the 6th of November, deliberations and adoption of the committee of the department's annual report, adoption of outstanding minutes and reports. The 13th, department briefing on progress made in investigation on reasons and past prison exchange. Now, remember, let me pause there. There's a lot of outstanding issues that we are always saying that we must address before we are going on to research. Before. We need explanation on a lot of things. The Taron killing. The Taron killing here in Horn. The Horn issue of quarter thief, that escape and the killing there of and then there's a whole list of these things. The escape in Middlesbrough, for instance. We need explanation. The escape from the water, Londonwater. We need feedback, what is going on. We need the Karababusha report. We need an update. We are not going to leave the Ananias Marshall. We need to have an update. What is going on? How far is this people? You know, because we are saying next month will be a year. And that, I'm not going into the details now. But we must get as public representatives of this committee update on all these issues because some of these people are being suspended and they are still earning salary. We need to find out about this. That will be on the 13th. On the 16th of November, briefing by the Department on Inmate Tracking and Electronic Monitoring System. That is the system that can also help alleviating overcrowding in our prisons. There's this tech that they are putting either here or on the leg. We want to. And you know that the new commissioner have shown interest in this thing. That we must relook and review this thing of introducing this inmate tracking system. Mr. Fika is having experience of this because he went, I think, several citizens also went on to overseas visit, and this thing are really very effective in other countries. So we can also look into this. That's on the 16th. On the 20th, consideration and adoption of committee's first term program, that's for next year. Consideration and adoption of committee's report and minutes, that will be there. Now members, let me also give you an update on the international talk, because since 2004, this committee never embarked on a study talk. You know, it's a study talk. Because we are going to look into other countries, what we. But I really want maybe Nombula or Cindy to give us feedback and to update us, the committee, on that. Can you do it later on, please? Before we attend. So that members must know how far are we with this Australian trip, because it's fairly well advanced in this thing. I want to take Mr. Peter at least for a rest to explain. To lock him up in one of those facilities there, so for the whole show, so that we can rest. So members, I'm putting this program.
Yes.
On what we have come there for the taking over and above what we have just said, I think there are also other reports that are still outstanding, like the Venice involvement and others and others. How about, because for me, 9 years is not sufficient.
Yes.
How about taking the whole day?
Yes.
And for me, I think it will be even better if outside Parliament, so that we don't get sent by telephone and messages from offices, so that we can do justice to the issue.
Remember, that's a proposal. William?
Thank you,
Chairman. Is it on the very same point?
Yes, Secretary, they have got something different, but I would like to support the Babamao in terms of the
whole thing.
Yeah. But we need to identify. Yeah. If we don't do it, there'll come two reports or two.
That's right.
We need to check all of these reports that we want to give them, so that we should not lack them.
Okay.
Also, Secretary, I would like to know about the Tuesday, the defense, the one to create a visit in terms of time and transport, and also the thing of the venue can be corrected. This venue
could be very good point.
We can get another venue.
Thank you very much, Mengwe. No, the very good point. You see, this venue, Cindy, Nombula, can please address the issue of the venue. We can't get portfolio committee meetings in this venue. The second one of what Mengwena and she's supporting what Mr. Mawate is saying, but I fully agree with that. We must have a list of all the incidents so that we must have a full report back. And the whole thing, I fully support. From 9 o'clock until we finish. And nobody is going to rush because we must get the report.
We need to also add with Dr. Paul's more interesting thing, that if somebody would need more information on other having reported testimony. It's not the first time that there's been an official whistleblower that come out of the news with that one.
Yeah, no, I don't think that we must go into that one, Mr. Lutheran. Let me tell you the reason why. It is part and parcel of a report. We are not going to single out the doctor. We are going to deal with the report, the visit. That visit of Mr. Self, Cindy Chukumba, Mr. Mahote, and who else was there, Mr. Mahote? The three of you. So that let's deal with that thing holistically and not single in it out.
Chairperson, I accept what you're saying, but then at some stage we've got to address the issue of how whistleblowers are dealt with now in the process. That is an issue that needs to be dealt with.
No, I understand. I'm saying, Mr. Chairperson, let's not single out the individual. Let us deal with this report of the business, and not singling out the doctor. That is a separate issue of the doctor, the whistleblower.
I'm saying that needs to come on to the program.
somewhere. But we don't know. The civil citizens, we don't have enough time for the year for putting up things. You see, we are putting all outstanding issues now. This report for a whole thing. You see, I'm running away from a situation where we are going to deal with individuals. You know, the civil citizen is raising a very good point. Let's say whistleblower. That's fine. Then we are going to put it on our agenda and say how we are. You know, it's not only the doctor. There's other officials. That is always raising it on our oversight visits to say they are scared in raising issues of the department because they are going to be victimized. Yeah. So we must deal with it in a general thing to say. Yeah. No, that's fine, Mr. Dutton. That's okay. Mr. Martin, you still want to?
No, Chair, okay. I don't know if I'm accepting or someone. Because I wanted to say in our report, that is this doctor that we are talking about, that part of that. So he was part of it, and in the whole report there are also nurses and everybody else. So are we going to deal with this report fitness?
That's exactly what I have said. Remember, I will please, let us not debate this thing. Mm-hmm. Because I have said that we are going to deal with the issues holistically and not singling out any person. Remember, there's a report that Mr. Mawate has proposed that we are doing. He has proposed, and then she second the adoption of this report. Yeah? Let's go to our second item, and that is the Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. Yes.
On your report, we didn't get the whole case in terms of the strength of the program.
Please make sure it is the program is in order. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Sir, can we, when they are looking for the issue of the venue, can they also room 3, 90 place? Because that venue is not different, much different from this one.
Yes.
It's also not completely.
Yes. Please, Cindy, please, Nambula, overall change of venue. Thank you very much. Yeah. All right. Let's deal with the. I would propose that let's deal with it with it. Let's go to the how can we go. I hope the members went through the report. Accounting, you remember we visited Nigel Modabi. And the Bonia. Yeah. Any comments on that one, members? On that visit of Gauteng. Let me first raise the issue of the Devon situation. You remember that the people out there, even the head of the prison, we're saying that we as this committee must really recommend that that prison needs renovation. That prison is not suitable there as it stands now. It's underutilized because there's a farm. You remember there's cows and so on and so on. And they can use that facility better than at present. Also, one impact is the overcrowding situation there in this prison. But one thing that I must commend the Gauteng is their handling of the community corrections offices. And I think Ms. William Wenger here have done groundwork, state work on this thing. It's the first office and area that I see is having community correction forum in there. We even met this forum in Niger. And that thing, we must spread it all over the country, that we must have this forum so that our people must get involved. You know, I was very much impressed to see councillors involved, their community people, religious people. Everybody is involved in that community there. And it's a very good thing in Gauteng. And I hope that Ms. Ngwenya must do more and more work to establish other community forums there. Remember any other thing on Gauteng? Yes,
yes. In terms of the challenges, the point that is left here,
yeah.
The point of the uniforms and the cars that they use when they go to visit the inmates.
Yeah.
They were saying that they challenge them because it's not easy for them to visit the inmates. Moreover, if the person has changed even the address.
Yes.
And also the community doesn't feel good when they see them coming up and down in the house wearing the uniform. So I don't know what is our recommendation as the committee.
Yeah.
Because really it's a problem if they go with the uniform to go there. But when we're at KZN, we saw that there's a different story because they are saying they don't wear the uniform. But at Gauteng they were saying they are forced to wear the uniform when they go to the group. And what are we saying as a community to assist the area in terms of that? And
thank you, Ngwenya. Members, that's something on the table. Mr. Peter?
Yeah, thank you, sir. Yeah, in fact, what perhaps should happen is that when people are making a visit, it's another way of security measure to say that that person must be in the house. The person must be regularly monitored. It means he must always be in a particular area. And therefore, to be on the safe side, on our side, that there is a need that a person must not be conspicuous in that he raises alarm as he comes, because the community there may hide that individual. Now, but if you come unconspicuously and you are not known that you are coming, then you are able to at least to monitor effectively and see that person is is following the rules correctly, you know, and is there in the house whenever he's wanted. I think it's safer to say that there must be no wearing of uniform for us to be doing our work effectively in getting these individuals who are on parole, who are, they are already there, they are not dodging, they are not going to other places, and or are hidden by the community at large. Because some communities are, I guess, honest, they may hide them deliberately, or even inform him that now these people are coming, come back again in the place when they, I think they look at, as they looked at.
Yeah. So I think that Ms. Nguyenia has asked a very direct question. What are our recommendations when it comes to this? I think that we must say that the department must review their strategy in wearing of uniform when it comes to monitoring the TTF, I mean the
parole.
Yeah, the officials that is monitoring the parolees, they must review is it a effective way when we are taking these people, our officials are wearing private uniform, not wearing of uniform, and even the cars, they were also saying that the cars, the sticker on the cars, are making them target to the community. So we must say that the department must review these two issues: the stickers on the cars, and then the wearing of uniform when it comes to monitoring of the patrolies. Yeah. You were speaking, eh? Yeah. Yeah. It's part and parcel of our recommendations. Eh? Remember, that is the first report of Gauteng, if you don't have any other things. Okay. Then we go to the second one. I will put both reports there. For adoption. Let's deal first with this one. This is for Luna government. Members, we also visited the very same time in Bongweni Correctional Center. Bongweni Correctional Center, that is commonly known as COXA, CMEX, this one. Because there are two prisons in Costa. There's a million and there's one. And then for Shepton Correctional Center, Umzinto Correctional Center, Palakabusha Correctional Center, Peter Maritzburg, and then Durban Westville.
I think through our visit, we visited Cox and Jack, so not the first time that it is. And in the earliest visit, we were not satisfied that it is not fully utilized. It's worth now that there are so many serious crimes that are happening in the country. Therefore, there is a need that a lot of these people must be put in the prison. And that prison presently, we were saying there's about 250 people are there, and its capacity is about 1,200, which means there are a lot of people who can be taken. Now we have problems in prisons, like housing prison, for instance, where there are a lot of serious crimes committed there, and people are kept in those prisons, and they are not safe. Now, I think what, therefore, our recommendation is that the department should identify the rightful country, people who have committed very serious offences to be sent there, so that that prison must be fully capacitated.
Thanks, Mr. Tisha. You remember, Mr. Tisha, that was exactly what Mr. Baxter, the area commissioner, has said. He has said that there's a problem of what there, you remember. But he has also said that in that week, during our visit, it's in the report, during that week, they will get 200 dangerous inmates from all over the country. Yeah, that is what he has said. But you see, the prison was built for 1,440, and that 200, I mean, it's a drop in the ocean. Even if they have brought that 200 in there. But following up last week, members, I followed it up with Mr. Baxter, and he said to me that no, the 200 that he was telling us about have not even arrived there. And he said it's not a problem of them. It's a problem of the headquarters. The headquarters must send there from all over the country. From all over the country. I mean, and it's true, it is not Mr. Baxter or Foxa. So he was saying that week, last week, he is expecting 30 people last week from, I don't know, I will follow it up again. But I think Mr. Fika is 100% correct. We raised this issue of this dangerous criminal that must be there. I mean, that prison was built specifically to house this dangerous criminal. But now if we are having in Johannesburg prison, like Mr. Fika is saying, these dangerous criminals are sitting in Johannesburg prison, they can escape at any time there, Kalakabusha. They told us that Kalakabusha was not, it's a medium, but now they are having very dangerous, like this we have been saying, are very dangerous inmates. And they are there, they are not in Pakistan. I think that we must take this thing very serious, what Mr. Fika is also saying, and put it in very strong words in our recommendation, that they must do it immediately. We must see movement in that thing. You know, the water issue, it's true, there's no water. But, you see, you can't have a prison that is not even half full. I mean, it's, I don't know the percentage, but 257 inmates, 1,400, and it's not... We must be very
merciful, and then use them. We also need to follow up on this issue of the water. For the simple reason that if it's a local authority approved plan, which has happened, I mean, I accept that, you know, the system of the way the public service or the public works the part of work that only necessarily goes through the roof. But the point is that it's now that something they've got. A prison in Cockstead, they have got to provide the services. And I think that it's time that the department really put this matter up and forces it out once and for all. They have got to provide sanitation, they have got to provide water, they have got to provide electricity, no matter what. And I think it's something we need to follow up as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Madam
Secretary.
And
Gwenya? Yeah, thanks, Secretary. You know, Secretary, it seems now we don't know what are we doing. If we will go to the oversight and find that there's a place that there's no water. And there was no complaint even coming to us to say we are living in such a place like this. I'm asking myself, how many places should you go? That's what's problem. Same applies with the renovation of the prison. There's another place that we can go there. That prison looks like a shop. You cannot see, even when you walk on the street, you don't see that it's a prison. But when you get inside there, you find that place that is horrible. Even the doors got big holes. Prisoners there are not running away, they just go. If they want to go, they will go. They will never even run away the way that prison is still there. And what you think, passing the bill to build the prison, but it still got a place to play. Same apply as to unpack prison. That prison can fall at any time, capacity. But it still does nothing, it's happening. I think in terms of the water, let the mayor of the place, they must deliver on that place. Because we cannot put people inside in the prison and say to them they must wait on a place that doesn't have water and wait for the committee to come and report it to the committee that the place doesn't have the water. Maybe the committee needs to push the department to make sure that the facilities is renovating to unpack prison and also these other centers that have been visited. And this overcrowding, we don't have overcrowding. If we still have a place like that one, we can accommodate more people, but there's no people inside this. I think.
Thank you very much, Mengwe. Thank you very much. What's it called?
Thank you very much. I'm worried about this water situation. It's not only a Bongwe or anywhere else. The condition period, I went to Mongoma. Not only the department, our department or the state, but the whole town of Mongoma. Even the hospital down there by Benedictine is just without water. Water is brought by water tanks. And even for sanitation period, they have problems about that. That reason I wrote a letter to the Department of Social Affairs requesting them to look into this issue for the whole town of Mongoma. Because businesses, schools and other concerns are just running short of water. I think it's time perhaps that this department they take the matter of the work official high here in the.
Thank you very much. Mr. Mahote?
Okay, thank you very much. I just want to add to what Mamu Gwene has just said. You see, because we visited Johannesburg, and there we found beds up close to the city in a maximum center. And I think that I think on the 23rd, one of the things that we need to do is to have the monitoring mechanism that we develop. Because some of these things cannot wait after they have been made recommendations, go through to Parliament and wait for that. Because we need to do something. We need to have a monitoring mechanism so that immediately after we have made those recommendations, we are able to monitor the progress. Because for me, the change from there up to now, it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. Now we are just told now they are going to get 30 people. Yet there are prisons that are overcrowded, more than 50% with dangerous inmates. So I think for me, we need to have those mechanisms so that we have that constant monitoring of the decisions that we have taken as the committee.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mahmoud. You know, let me...
Unfortunately, I wasn't very clear at that stage. And it's interesting that now that you're talking about Costa. And I think the water is a problem in the whole town, the whole area seems to be a water problem. What concerns me there, and maybe the other members can enlighten me a little bit, is with this servant, the creation service center being 5 years overtime. And the report mentioning that it's due to maintenance and water maintenance, is the situation as such that situation deteriorated so that it has become a dangerous place for inmates to be. I just need a little bit of clarity because of the fact that our report mentions maintenance. So I get a feeling that things have gone bad at a certain while, even while it is completely unusual.
I think when we were inquiring about that problem one time, is that it's not that there is no water, otherwise people will die. You know, people can live where there's no water. There is water, but it's limited. Now, there is a need of improving the machinery to add more water so that it survives. All the whole community there.
So the
main
thing is the supply of water. Let me also add to what Mr. Pika has just clarified. This problem of Coxa is not a new problem. It's a very old problem. This portfolio committee visited that facility. And that problem of water was there. And the local government got involved in this problem. But the other thing in the report, they have also said to us, Mr. Baxter, that they are building the third reservoir now, also to help with this problem of water shortage. But members, you know, we must also not only put the blame squarely into the hands of correctional services. We must also involve the Department of Water Affairs and Forestry in this whole thing. And I will strongly recommend that we are saying in one of our recommendations that the portfolio committee will meet both departments, the Department of Correctional Service and the Department of Water Affairs, in a meeting to discuss the problem of water in Coxa, in our facility, and there.
Sorry.
Yeah. Mr. Mawato?
I agree and I accept what you're saying, but I think at some point we also need to include or have discussions with the Department of Public Works. Because some of the issues that are raised in some general, not specifically conditional, involve public works.
No, for sure. I think that it's a very good point. I think that we include public works also in that meeting. The Department of Public Works, Water Affairs and Forestry, and Correctional Services in a joint meeting where we can discuss this thing. Then when you raise the issue of, I don't know who the department, you know, when we visit a prison, it was the first time that we come across this type of problem. You know, she's talking about a prison that looks like a shop. Anytime people can go out. Why is the department not telling us in advance, raising this thing? Now, we as this portfolio committee must first hear about this thing when we are there. And you are quite right, Mengwena, to say why is the department not proactive in coming to the department and to the portfolio committee to tell us also their challenges, and not wait for us to see and then raise this thing. The renovations of prisons. I mean, they will come to us and say, no, we are now going to renovate this prison and this after we have visited this place. Why are they not? They can see what a prison, there's problems in this prison. Why waiting for the department of, I mean for the portfolio committee
in an oversight visit, and then they are doing this thing. Mr. Mamote, you remember the issue of monitoring tools. You remember after our visit in Middlebury, we sharply raised the problem there. And then the department, it was still the old commission. They responded very aggressively to say that we must first table the report. They can't respond. You remember? It was in 227. They were very angry that day to say that no, this is not a procedure. We must first table the report and then they will respond to the issue that we see. But I fully agree with what you are saying. We can't wait until the report is... The process here in Parliament is a very slow and long process. After we have tabled this report, then action must be taken. Action must be taken after we have visited this place. Because, for instance, the issue of Johannesburg prison, the example that you have made. If people can go, can die there in that prison, what are they going to say? Nembwena is correct. We are visiting this prison, highlighting this issue. But, you see, it remains on the paper. They are not acting. We must call them and say, the Johannesburg prison, we have said it's a time bomb. What are you doing to correct that issue? Baba Fika is talking about this lot of inmates, dangerous inmates, you yourself, are sitting in. And we are highlighting it in all our reports. There's Kofka standing empty. What are they doing? It's now a month that we were there. And we have highlighted it there in Kofka. What are they doing? I fully agree with the sentiments that members of the committee is raising. That they are waiting for us, but we must also put foot down to say, no, we want this thing, time frame, to say, no, you see this thing of Kofka, we want a time frame. Can you give us this? And if that thing, we sent one of the members here to go and look, let the member fly to Kofka and verify if that the information they gave to us are correct. You see, we mustn't wait. We sent Nembwena to say, Nembwena, go to Kofka from jail. Go and do oversight there. If there is 200 members. This is a month now, and the 200 members, the 200 inmates, are not yet there. Yeah, no, we're not sending members. But I'm very much happy with the sentiments that members, and the concerns that members are raising in this.
To support you, Chairperson, again, look at Kochel's in prison.
Yeah.
You know, the world looked terrible. So the department has had to wait for the portfolio committee to go there before they could do something.
Yeah, let me give a report on Kochel. I'm still waiting. It's on paper. But the regional commissioner, Mr. Nkebo, called me last week to tell me that the overcrowding situation there is being addressed. They have transferred 110 inmates to other prisons after our visit. They have transferred them. The issue of the condition of the prison, they are now having a plan in place for the renovation and the work of that prison. The issue of the new prison in Port Shepstone. The National Commissioner also had a discussion with me about this prison, the outstanding 7 prisons. And he was saying that he will come and discuss it with the portfolio committee, what he thinks must be done. Because it's long, 2002. I mean, from 2002 that we are sitting. But you are correct, Ngozi. They are waiting for us to take action. why are they not doing this thing, the renovation that Mengwenya is talking about? Don't wait for us. Do it because it's your job. It's not our job. We are only there to do oversight. But now, any other Mengwenya?
Yeah, Petitioner, in our report here, it seems our report is only focusing on the prisons, and yet we never see on the prisons and the prisoner funding. We're also having meetings with the staff, and there were lots of current decisions of the staff in terms of the action on the goals, maybe for 5 years, and after that, other person gets that there.
Yeah.
And the other challenge is that they are facing a capacity is a promotion. That they say to them that they don't have a promotion. Their promotion are limited. So I don't know, Chairperson, what is our recommendation in terms of that? In terms of the salary, promotion, and this estimate. What are we saying about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Mengwenya. But in the report on page 6 of the report on KwaZulu-Natal, page 6. You'll see that meeting with the staff at Portchester Correctional Center and so on, and I'm just checking that one. And then the other prisons as well. You see, it is highlighted in Mengwenya, shortage of staff due to students who have not yet undergone basic training, who in turn need to be managed by experienced staff. Food establishment remains the same, and yet the case loads have tripled. I think that we are highlighting the issue. But I think that you are correct to stress the issue of promotion and the salary. I think that we must always remember the issue of promotion, because you see, if we are not going to do that, the morale of our, I mean, we are doing oversight work. The morale of our staff when we are there, they are talking about this issue. Any other? Remember the other issue that I think that we must follow up on this is the Talat Abusha issue, where this can people have escaped. You see, we got a briefing there, but there again, I think 17 members were suspended in that day. That is not enough. You see, taxpayers' money are being used as members. And we, as this portfolio woman and a representative of the public, must really say no. These people can't sit for a year on suspension. Action must be taken. And I think I'm not very much sure of this, but the Labor Relations Act is saying that 3 months for a case to be finalized, a disciplinary case, must be 3 months. Now in this area, it's a question of people are sitting. You know, let me raise one. The Goma CMEX prison where the two officials were shot dead on a Sunday. Up until today, those people are suspended. And that thing happened in 2004, 2005.
Now, with other words, these members are still earning a salary. They are with full pay. It's Boma, what is his name? Sabelo, what is that official's name? Boma, eh?
Yes.
Gomba. Now, I'm showing an example of one instance. There is the issue of military, where there was a gun smuggling team. Those people are suspended with full pay and benefits. No, we can't also say no, that's okay because they are suspended. Action is being taken. What action? It's taxpayers' money here. These people, if they are not guilty, it's fine, they are not guilty. The issue of Kubasov, the same. You know, I said to Sabelo the other day, we must get a list of all the people on suspension and for how long? And that thing, we are going to address it in the annual report. Because there we are going to deal with the budget of the department. Fruitful expenditure. Because you can't pay a person for a whole year or 2 years or 3 years sitting at home where you can take action on him.
Can I also add on this? One complication that I think the question of this suspension is that it involves not only the correct myself, it involves the faithful majority.
Yeah.
Those people are investigating.
Yeah.
So I think what we need therefore to do is to have interaction with faith and security. To say, can't you fast track the question of investigating this particular individual who has been suspended for so long? I think we need to have some interaction with them coming again on these issues.
Yeah.
Because it's linked with them.
Yeah. But you are addressing two separate issues, Baba Fisher. There's a criminal investigation, one, done by the police.
That's right.
There's a second one, a departmental investigation. I am addressing the departmental thing,
okay.
Disciplinary thing. So this person is not been found guilty and what, he can come up, and then the police investigation is still running. Like in the Jamaica case, for instance. There's a criminal investigation, there is this case of internal. There's two cases here.
Chairperson, we have been saying that it will make prison a prison. And these guys are making a mockery of the department. That look, I'm 15 years suspended, I'm still getting my salary, I'm still getting my benefits. Let the prison be a prison, even unto the officer. Please. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Any other? Why were you against Bishop Toro?
Have a problem whenever I have my flight here, one of my things,
But you are having a secretary. Just tell your secretary that you will be late, Bishop Toro.
Yeah.
Accepted. Yeah.
You know, Chairperson, you were raising about the problem of the salary of
officials.
You know, I don't know, Chairperson, because I remember always you have tried to talk about the scheme of salary. Yes, talking about that. Now my question to Chairperson, maybe it's only me alone who don't know. Would the right person, one we can call him or her to come here to talk to him or his challenge. Say, when we're in the meeting of the Zona Committee, we're looking, who is the responsible? Who can talk to him or her to call him or her in the committee? Then we can talk about the scheme of the salary. My question, know, well, the members of the appointed team of
We were briefed in the Eastern Cape, I'm not sure if it is in Middlesbrough,
But we were briefed about an incident where an official, an inmate, is having a child with an official. The inmate was having a child, a baby with an official. Bishop Tolo is asking a very good question. What happened to that official? What happened to the official? What happened to the inmate who have done that? I'm not going to interpret that. No, you have laughed because it was very clear the answer. What you sure about that said.
In that correctional center in the land, where almost every official is lifted up there, and can you put that on the agenda for one of the meetings? And then maybe we have the department in telling us how to go about that. Because for me, I think it's one of the issues that they think is putting them where they are in terms of that.
You are correct. We will put it in one of our agenda so that they must come and explain this issue. But Bishop has asked a question, a direct question of who is responsible for this thing of the salary, this thing of not the Lekker Club one. The Lekker Club one it was asked Bishop. But you are correct. You are putting it in a very.
I thought you were going to say it's outrageous.
That's for us. That's not the baby, but the entire program. But you see, that thing can create a riot in prison. The thing that Bishop, you see, Bishop is raising it and people are laughing, and I understand why people are laughing, the way in which Bishop is putting it. But you can imagine, if these people are listening, I mean, there's people doing a very long time in prison, and now there's this movement and action there in prison. Level club there, and these others are listening and seeing in prison. It can create. Sabelo, you are laughing. I'm telling you, one day people can be a riot inside there because they are like dogs inside there to chase after something there. You see, but Bishop, the responsibility, the responsible person. I think personally. We must call the Minister of Public Service and Administration, because for now, the department falls, when it comes to bargaining, it falls under the Minister of Public Service and Administration. We call our Minister with the Minister of Public Service and Administration, to come and explain about it. Then when you have also raised this issue of the salary, we will call them. And I think that we must put it in our recommendation that we are saying that we will call the department as the Minister of Public Service and Administration with the Minister of Correctional Services to come and explain, to address the issue of salary.
Remember, any other thing on this report?
Yeah. You know, because Justice Carlson,
with the justice committee, maybe two or three members, and that committee, to go to Devon Whiteville, to go and look at our waiting trial, and especially the children's story. Why are the guys that a child must get jail of 1,000 rand? And we were told that this child 1,000 rand stealing of a phone and cell phone and whatever. But I mentioned that the justice committee is coming on board, and we are going to get a lot of things right, because they will be there immediately when we are addressing this thing. But it's also a very worrying factor. There's a lot of children in German Westville alone. I have raised the issue personally very seriously about the issue of children sitting there. Where is the social worker? What are they doing to help you? But members, if there's nothing else, then I will put the two reports before you. Which proposals that we are adopting, with the amendments that we are having, because there's a lot of amendments, and I'm sure that Cindy will put it in, especially the time frame issues. And the issue of the responsible minister, that is, that might, we must put it in. Thank you very much. Babapika and Ngozi Kolo, that we are talking with. Members, thank you very much. Then, the minute, our next item is the minutes. I'm not going to go through the minutes. The minutes is in front of you. Any person who proposed that we are adopting the minutes? Baba Pita?
I propose.
Thank you very much. Remember, that was our agenda for today. But let me just remind you, on Thursday, there will be a debate, our debate in Parliament, on the bill, the amendment bill. The ANC is having 17 minutes. And it's 45 minutes the entire. I'm sure that they have communicated with all the other parties. They have communicated with us, our allocation, the 17 minutes. But it's 45 minutes the entire debate. So, and I hope that it might be a very vibrant and very good debate, members, because it was a very good experience for the first time that we have dealt with a bill, and I'm very much happy and very much proud that it was not only from the opposition parties that we come out very strongly against things that were not right in the bill, but all of us. Came up, and I'm very much happy that we have agreed on the bill and everything that was necessary.
Chief, I would like to actually thank the ANC for the way they did handle it. One has a town itself, you know, the ANC tried very hard not to go opposed to it. But I'm pleased to see that we've come to a point where we realize we're not opposing the party, we're not opposing the minister, we're opposing tissues. We are dealing with tissues. And I was very proud to be a part of that committee, regardless of what we have to do.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. The character of the ANC is what we have displayed in this committee. It's a committee of debate, a party of debate. We are differing, but then we are coming to a conclusion. But thank you. No, thank you very much, Mr. President. Members, is there nothing? Oh, Nombula, that's right, the overseas trip. The overseas trip, yes, Nombula.
This trip, as all committee members would know, that we initially proposed that it takes place now in the first term, but due to the People's Assembly program, so we decided we were late even submitting some of the applicable forms to the relevant offices. But we came up with a proposal that this trip takes place next year, March, which is, yes, towards end of March for the full 10 days. But now where the process is where we are filling in the in-principle application. That is where we need to get approval from the Office of the House Chairperson. So I am communicating with the foreign actors just to establish whether the people from Australia can accommodate us for that period. Otherwise, for the initial period, they did accept us, but yes, to tell them that won't be able to make it. But I'm still awaiting response for them to tell us that they will be able to accommodate the committee during that period. So for now, just waiting for that response, and meanwhile, the in-principle application is being prepared to be submitted to the Office of the House Chairperson. I think seven were proposed, seven portfolio committee members were proposed, and I would also like to ask the Chairperson as soon as possible to give us the name so that we can process any documentation as soon as possible. Okay.
Thank you very much. Any questions for clarification? Thank you very much. No, members, thank you very much. I think that business demanded invitation. Oh yeah, for invitation. Yeah. Members, there are two invitations, isn't it? If members are having time, please attend to it. That's why we have distributed it to members. Please, members, if you are having time, please go. That's who. Please, members, attend if you are having to attend. Members, with this, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Yeah. Can I ask the study group to stay for 2 minutes? It's not 5 minutes, 2 minutes. I promise you, 2 minutes.
You are
very good for that. Is part and parcel of the ANC group.
It's not
one part
of the ANC group.
It is part and parcel of the structure of the ANC.
Very interesting. Okay.
Yeah, we have adopted the minutes. Baba Pika, I propose. And then we will take your 7 minutes. And 10 minutes. No, Mr. President. He is not part and parcel of our
structure.
He is not.
Yes,
but he is. It's part and parcel of the ANC structure. Thank you very much. He's a senior member in the Eastern Cape. Excuse me. Thanks. Thank you.